This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Funky!
Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now, or more minutes than that.
Maybe we'll pick
a different big story. And then we'll talk some football coming up at 1:20. We've got a Falcons grab bag as well as a championship windows conversation.
Championship windows.
We'll see which one we do. Because again,
championship window.
These are our options here.
Championship window.
Braves.
Championship window for who?
Everyone.
Of who?
The whole league. Whose windows open? Whose is closed? Who's closing?
What
who's
league?
Open? The football league.
Oh, okay. That's what I can say. What league?
Oh, the National Football League.
Oh.
And then we'll do an
windows
AMA at 1:40.
Closing. Huh. I don't know. That's a very interesting question there, Andy.
Well.
Yes.
I can't wait to discuss it with you in 20 minutes.
But we got so many different different segments to go with the whole, okay, more likely to be an all-pro.
That's 20 minutes, too.
Okay. I'm giving people a heads up on what we're going to talk about.
That's what I just did.
Yeah, but no, I'm giving the specific questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That means no. Yeah, that's what, okay. That means no.
Okay.
But I mean, we can talk Braves. What's up, my boy? You all right? I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I don't. What can we say about the Braves at 1 o'clock that we said at 11? That's gonna be different.
Well, it's not. But
okay.
I think a lot of days we do at 1 o'clock what we did at 11 o'clock.
No,
I different
know.
Audience.
Can you tell? I don't want to talk about it.
I can tell.
Okay.
But here's the interesting thing.
All right,
let me hear.
It.
I'm interested in why you so much don't want to talk about them. Because, like, we've talked about terrible teams so many times before.
Andy.
What is it? And I think it's – I'm just inviting you. Hang on.
I'm
inviting you to, if you want to.
Okay.
You don't have to because
yes.
I know you don't like to do this.
Okay.
To, if you want to, talk about how a sports team is bothering you. I know that you like to be – you're kind of above the fray as a sports fan.
No, but I –
don't
but,
let
but,
these
but,
teams
but,
get to
but
you.
But what did I always
but
say?
But it seems like this
who,
team's
who are the
to
two
you.
Teams that I said get to me?
I know.
I said
– the Georgia Bulldogs, and the Atlanta Braves.
That's right. But they don't have my love.
I know
like
that. I know.
They don't have it like that.
But I've I don't – we've been doing the show a long time.
Because –
we talked about a lot of bad teams.
And here's why. Hold on. Here's why, Andy. Here's why. Because it's so constant. It's every single day.
That's
those
true.
Right there, I'd be fine over the, after the game.
Right.
But as soon as I'm fine.
There's nothing new.
Yes, as soon as I'm fine from what happened last night, I got
to
relive it the next day.
It happens.
And then the next day.
It's happening.
You know what I mean?
It's
Groundhog
Day.
That's the only thing about the baseball thing is that right there.
That
is
true.
The constant of having to do it over and over. You're absolutely correct. We have talked about bad Braves team. And you said it earlier. Because they didn't have the expectation this team has. This team is so damn frustrating because they're supposed to be
so
damn good. He is standing so close to me right now. Ian said it's so close to me. But that's all right.
Hello.
That's
give
okay.
us about 10 minutes and we'll chat with you, okay?
Yeah,
we'll go to break in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's very close to me. But.
Who's that guy?
I've met him before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay.
I've met him before. Okay. But that is funny, though. I was like, damn, he's still in the elbow play. What was that? The Dennis Rodman rebound pose?
Yeah.
In the space.
You could have hurt that man with
but,
that.
But that's the only thing. It's because it's every day. Like, it's a constant of the same 23-1 run losses, mm-hmm. and it ain't All-Star yet. Mm-hmm. Most teams don't have that in 2 years.
No. They don't.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, no, they're not getting to me. They I will never let them get to me where I'm just like, I don't feel like talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like,
okay.
Because the reason I say that is, what's going to be different in this conversation?
I
know the new audience thing. You know how long it took me to grasp that one.
Yeah.
That nobody listens to us for three straight hours. So I was like, hold on. When they said, well, we got a new audience. I'm like, what the hell you mean? Where else we go?
Work.
You know what I mean? You know how that yeah. part of this business got to me. I was like, what you mean they ain't listening for 3 damn hours?
Here's the thing about that is it's also a lot easier to talk about something fun twice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they did something cool or they were a good team and we did it at 11 o'clock and then at 1 o'clock again, it's like, hey, let's have that fun conversation again about this baseball team that people might not have heard us have.
Yeah.
All right.
But this is for the fun. This is what I was trying to tell you on Monday. I couldn't remember the dude's name. This dude named Four Extra, all right, he blew off his hand with some fireworks, but he just took a picture of himself, and he said, God is good.
And that's true.
That is all the time, God is good.
It's important to remind yourself of that when things are going great.
Yes.
And also when you blow your hand off with fireworks.
Off.
Because it wasn't God's fault.
Yes, it wasn't God's fault. That's what I'm saying. And he's asking for prayers for a speedy, fast recovery.
All right.
All right. How do you recover from losing your fingers?
Just prayed for him.
Well, you can't interlock your fingers no more.
Well, I can't, luckily.
I mean, you can't.
I keep my – hey, see how I prayed with my fingers like that?
Hey, you can't put your fingers together.
Yeah, that's true. He's got to pray with a fist.
And I'm sorry. I don't feel sympathy when people blow their hand off with fireworks.
No,
I'm
neither,
sorry. I don't.
Do
I don't feel for you, all right, when you blow stuff off your body.
Neither do I.
I'm sorry.
No,
just
We try to tell people on the third – don't blow off any fingers.
I do not feel sorry for
limbs
you.
Limbs
okay?
or anything like that.
I don't. That you always got to look like you saying hang ten.
Yeah, and
all the time. No.
I hope he recovers.
Yes.
And I hope that he's learned his lesson. I would imagine that'd be a lesson teacher.
Would you ever go outside if you blow off your fingers with fireworks?
Well, you probably got to keep going to work, you know.
No, I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Around firework time.
Oh no! I would avoid fireworks.
Yes, I would avoid. I would avoid fireworks. The listening to them of all time.
I just hope he's not like a math teacher.
Yeah.
You know. Like, what are the jobs that would be the hardest to do if you got your fingers blown off?
Oh man!
Like, obviously, you know, you're not teaching counting anymore.
You're not teaching the counting. Secretary.
Yeah, can't type.
You can't type.
I guess maybe you could do, like, voice to type.
That's true.
There's technology.
You can't be a jockey.
Why not?
Because don't you got to hold on real tight?
Oh, true. You got to hold on to the reins. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You can't be a damn jockey.
You can't. You couldn't be a catcher. No, wait, they've got the wrist.
Yes.
Now.
You can be a catcher. But how you throw the ball? Like, if you had one hand as a catcher, they'd be running on your ass all day.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they'd just be.
You were telling me that because there's the one Jim Abbott.
Yeah, they're doing in the thing. It's going to be on Sunday at 8, I think it is.
Okay.
They did a story on Jim Abbott. And everybody,
for people that don't maybe remember,
because
he's been out of baseball for a long time, he pitched
as
an all-star. He was an all-star pitcher with one arm.
Yes.
One hand. Mm-hmm. He had two arms and one hand. So he would pitch left-handed with his glove on his on his right hand.
Then he would
jam his pitching hand into the glove and field his position.
Yeah, man.
I remember because he pitched for the Angels,
yes.
so the Mariners would play him all the time. I got to see him pitch in person when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, what a inspiring story.
Yeah, man, because I can't wait to hear that. And then also I saw that, and I don't know this, I don't know the story no more, MLB, I think it's Thursday, they're doing a Freddie Freeman story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Freddie Freeman story on MLB Network Thursday night. So, there we go. Now we can talk about this badass baseball.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Ahead in the count, 2-0. And Profar sends a high fly, deep left. Soderstrom's at the wall, and this game is tied!
Big smiles there for Jurich and Profar as he gets a four-seam fastball that was not far enough in. And look at the head down, and all over this pitch was Jurich and Profar. Not as far as some of these other ones that we have seen, but they all count the same.
Here's a new thing. Here's a new thing that I can say.
All right, let me hear it.
Jurich and Profar now has more home runs in the however many games he's been back. How many games have been back? Ten games?
Maybe, yeah.
11 games?
Yeah.
He's got more home runs in the 11 games that he's been back than the guys that played left field had in the 80 games that he missed.
Yes.
He's got three. They had two.
Andy.
That's crazy.
The play he made yesterday when the guy hit the double and how he slid and, like, snagged the way he did and prevented it from hitting the wall, I was like, whoa. I know it was a double, but then he got it in fast enough to almost get the guy.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
He's a good player.
About what happened.
And it's unfortunate that he had to miss 80 games for doing, you know, whatever he did and all those things. But, I mean, that's just one of those – that's just how the season has gone from – I mean, we can go all the way back. You know, I didn't know a lot about him coming over from San Diego and everything. But I knew they gave money and what he did the previous year. Really good. Supposed to be the upgrade. Everyday guy. Put Kelnick in as an every now and then guy. And he's there for the first damn series. He went back home. Got to play against the old team, Andy.
Yeah.
Got to play against the old team.
Played against the Padres.
Got to see all his buddies and everything from the year before.
And they were like, hey, by the way,
hey,
you guys
remember
this
that
guy?
Yeah.
We found some stuff in the garbage can in his locker.
Yeah.
You guys might want to look into
it. Like seriously.
80 games. I remember the one thing that we don't have to say anymore that was we said for a while is, and we're going to miss him for the postseason, too.
Well, he ain't going.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Because that was the thing.
Does he miss, like, the next postseason? Or is it just all this year?
I think it's all
this
year. I don't think it's, like, no sprint rollover minutes.
Because I remember, like, early on, it's like, man, okay. Yeah. But then, like, when he comes back, do you really want to rely on him too much? Because you're not going to have him in the postseason. Well, turns out that's probably not going to be a problem for this baseball team because I don't think they're going to be playing in the postseason. I will say this about the A's stadium that they're playing in Sacramento. I know it's obviously a terrible situation.
Yes.
Kind of looked like a fun place to watch a game.
I mean, it's just like when you go up to see the Stripers.
Yeah.
That's a fun
atmosphere.
Outfield
with just like a hill.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of fun to go watch a minor league game and everything like that. But, I mean, they went out there and played like a damn minor league and lost to a damn minor league team. They lost to the damn Athletics.
They sure did.
Not Oakland Athletics, not Oakland A's,
the
not
homeless
A's.
Athletics.
Unhoused.
The unhoused
there we go.
Athletics.
Yeah, there we go. We got to make sure that we stay, you know, we don't want to offend nobody.
We don't want to offend our unhoused
audience. Yeah, man, we don't want to. Man. But
you can have the Odyssey app even if you don't have a place to live.
Yeah, it's right there on your phone.
It's right there on your phone. They also have a pitcher, Miller, who came in the game late last night and threw the ball 104 miles
man.
An hour.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about gas?
Mason Miller. Mason Miller came in and threw the ball 104 miles an hour. It looked like sped up.
Yes.
You know, like when they speed video up to get through highlights?
Yes.
It looked like they sped it up when that thing left.
But isn't it like
that's
just
crazy.
Hey, kid, we know that you don't know a lot. Just throw it hard as you damn can at the glove. All right? And we'll let everything else be figured out. And the Braves couldn't figure it out. And yet, again, 23 one-run losses this year for a baseball team that we have so many expectations. That's why – do you look at it as a standpoint that they were like you're so close to being?
That's what they'll say.
That's what they'll say.
Yeah,
and that's why when people were talking about like bringing this team back together, how much of that is a selling point?
That's what
because
they'll
we're
say.
Set the margin so close. Look at it. Look at all these one run. I mean, say for instance, we go 13-10 in those games or something like that. You know, that'd be the damn selling point.
No, that's what it'll be. It'll be you were so close to not being the team that you were. If you get the whole starting rotation back, these guys aren't going to have that season again. It was an outlier. You'll have Acuna and Profar for the whole year. No, I already I know what they're going to say.
But you know, you know that's how they're going to sell it.
I don't know if I buy it because, you know, we're not just talking about 1 year for some of these guys. And, you know, there's obviously spots that they're going to have to improve to. Like, you just can't roll into the season with the bullpen that they had coming into this year. Ultimately, that's not why they're losing. Well, last night it is.
Yeah.
That's not why you're losing a lot of these games. It's the lineup. and you got to get better at shortstop, and you got to answer the question at second base. And Profar seems to be the answer at left field. Hopefully he can play all next year. But, yeah, I know what they'll say.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it because it's been 2 years now.
Yeah, it has been. But I think that's what you're going to get, you know, especially if you can't find – because right now up there in Gwinnett or wherever, it's no –
there's no answers.
There's no answers.
They traded off the minor league system.
Yeah, and not mad that they did.
No, because it worked out at
first. Exactly, but there's just not that guy that's going to come in. There's no second baseman in Gwinnett or wherever that's gonna be better option than Ozzie.
No, probably not.
You know, there's no better option, I would think, in shortstop unless Nacho comes back.
Or maybe Nacho could play second base.
I thought about that too.
Yeah.
So, but then I don't know.
I don't know. These are all, like you said, not super fun conversations, and certainly not anything that you want to be having right before the All-Star break. But three more games against the Cardinals before the All-Star break. Grant Holmes on the mound tonight. TBD goes on Saturday. TBD goes on
Sunday. Fancy water is that? They're drinking fancy water.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some championship windows closing.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Falcons grab bags?
I'd rather that one.
Okay.
The window's closing.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whoa, whoa!
There we go. That 1 o'clock woo, I don't know, maybe it was really loud in here or what, but like, people just kind of went about their business.
Dude, it's a.
That right there turned all like, the heads.
You know, the whole bar was just filled up.
It was full.
Yeah, I think they were all a bunch of colleagues because they all left at the same time.
Maybe they're having a little business meeting or something.
Yeah, man.
Like
business meeting at a bar. Well, we're doing our job at the bar.
Technically, we're having a business meeting right now.
Hell yeah, dog. technically, but yeah, man. Appreciate the guys. And we, it's crazy. Lister just came over.
We're at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw, by the way. If anybody,
and
that's
yeah,
the bar.
And a young man came over, and I guess y'all met him when I wasn't here when I was on vacation.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago he came up.
He comes over, and we're talking it up and everything. He tells me he's a football coach. Tells me who he's coaching under. I'm like, Chip. Like, I played who was the head coach of his team at Noonan. Chip Walker was the son of the head coach you coached me in high school.
That's
Rodney
so cool.
Walker.
That's so cool.
And so I was like, yeah, coach walks around the field still and everything like that.
Your coach?
Yes, my coach.
So he's out there just kind of getting some exercise?
Yeah, man. Well,
that's
like,
so
that's
cool.
That's a small world, man. Yeah, but now, I love when you – But the funny thing is, because you know me, I never lead you to thinking something ain't something. He's like, so you got to come to one of our games. I can't be like, you know what I think about it. I just said no.
Yeah.
I ain't got no goddamn on Noonan.
That's one of the best things about you.
Yeah.
You're gonna cut to the chase. You're going to tell people how you feel.
Yeah.
I need to work on this. I probably would have said, yeah, maybe. Let me look at the schedule.
Yeah.
Which would have been a total lie. Like, I'm never going to Noonan for high school football game.
Yeah.
Unless maybe when Jack or Lily are in high school, they're playing a game
down there.
Right,
right. Like,
but, yeah, I totally would have been like, yeah, you know, who knows what the fall looks like.
Yeah.
What a liar. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's Josh, by the way.
Yeah,
Josh from South Fulton.
Josh from South Fulton.
Goes by JG. All his friends know him as JG.
JG, he is the freshman coach at Noonan High School and also the assistant DB, man. But good, that's a good brother. Big
Love
Georgia
it.
Fan and everything like that.
Hell
so
yeah.
But that's cool. It's small world, like you said.
It is. I mean, it's such a funny thing the way that works. Like, I don't get that stuff much because growing up so far away from here, I don't get stuff like that. But radio is such a small world, too. Like, you never know who you're going to run back across. I'll probably see some folks next week when we're at SEC Media Days that you haven't seen in years that you used to work with or something like that. It's always fun for the most part. You don't want to see everybody.
Do they come all the way from out here? From out there?
Oh,
SEC?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, maybe somebody works for a national or something.
Yeah, okay.
Like that.
I got
now, plus, you'll get to see a lot of people, too, because I know we'll probably have Ben Watson on one day next week and various other SEC network related people.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is that time of year where, this is when I start feeling college football.
Uh-huh.
When it's SEC Media Day, that's when it starts feeling more and more like college football. I mean, you know, because everything is such a year-round. But my biggest thing, and we were just talking about Coach Prime, like, I'm just ready for the damn game to start. I'm so sick of everything that does not involve the actual play on the field.
I agree. And I think that this past couple off seasons has been a little bit more – I don't know what the right word is. It's just been more constant probably than it has been in the past because of how much change is going on in college football, right? Like, they're actually talking about rule changes and college football playoff expansion. And, you know, I mean, there's going to be questions asked of the coaches at SEC Media Days next week that we've literally never heard them talk about before because it's stuff that's changed from the last time we heard them talk. Like, I mentioned it earlier. We didn't really get into it because it's not that interesting, so we'll just talk about kind of the top line of it. But that new college football coalition, that commission that they put in place to kind of monitor the NIL stuff, they're already vetoing some of the NIL deals.
Yes.
So is that good? Obviously, the coaches are saying that they're slowing down the process, and I mean, that obviously was going to be a part of it. The more government you introduce, the more red tape there's going to be to get this stuff done. But yeah, they're dealing with that now. That's never been something that they had to think about before. Did you hear what the Big 12 did at their media days?
Right.
They all agreed to not release a preseason poll.
Really?
Like, all of the coaches and everybody decided that they weren't going to vote on who they thought was first, second, all the way down to last because they were convinced that the league took a hit in terms of its perception
because
Arizona State was supposed to be the worst team in the league.
That makes a lot of sense.
Does it though? Like,
I think it does. Not to me. I'm talking about for them and the purposes of why they're, because they made a valid point of why they didn't want it, why they're not doing it anymore.
I think that it's sure. Like, it's an okay point.
People rely, especially college football,
you're right about this,
too much.
No doubt. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I would also say that Arizona State overcame that. Like,
yeah.
They went to the college ball playoffs, so we're like, was it that debilitating? You know what I mean? Like, I understand what, and you're right. Like, there's,
do they look at that
especially
from,
in an era of a human committee?
Do they look at that at the point, because they're the only Big 12 team that got in, right?
Yes.
So do they look at that from a standpoint when you're looking at those at large?
That's their argument.
That's their argument.
But They're the only Big 12 team that was going to get in. You know what I mean?
But the other ones could have got in.
But, again,
you know what I mean?
The argument makes sense. I would also say, though, like, I wonder, because you know Kenny Dillingham did the thing that every coach who's in that situation did last year. They picked us to finish last and used it to try to motivate guys throughout the year. Coaches love that crap.
Oh, yeah.
How's Kirby going to say 7-5 if nobody's out there predicting they're going to go 7-5?
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder what, because we talk about, you know, Georgia, and they're not in a lot of the categories.
No, they're in a really interesting spot where everybody knows they're going to be good.
Yes.
But there's not, like, headline names to argue about.
Yeah.
So, all right, you're going to get fired up about Arch Manning. They're going to say some stuff about that. All right, you're going to say some stuff about Alabama because DeBoer is going into his second year and they make the playoffs last year. So there's all kinds of rumors about, like, Saban's helping in recruiting and he's got to hold DeBoer's hand. And all right, okay. There's crap out there. And, you know, but Kirby's won championships.
Yes.
He's replaced draft picks and coaches and staffs and, like, everything that you've had to sort of prove to maintain your spot as a top five program, he's done it year after year. And they have a quarterback that nobody really knows anything about, so there's no, like, hot takes.
It's kind of a perfect storm for the Dogs when you look at just of all the coming in of the preseason hype. Rightfully so, they deserve it.
Of course.
Now it's like, okay. Because I saw the poll, they had the top coaches. Obviously, Kirby's best coach in college football. We understand that. But yet, this team is right there. They'll still be a top five team. But it's all about what you said, the flash of Texas. But Texas has had money for – Texas had more money than everybody for years.
The whole time.
And got how many championships?
One. One.
Because they had an absolute freak show playing quarterback.
Right.
You know, an absolute freak show.
And then
playing
I don't know, how do we, like, define eras, modern era, whatever? Like, that was the BCS era, right?
Yes.
So that's pre-playoff. They didn't make the playoff until the final year of four, and then they made it last year, so they made it 2 years in a row. Yeah, and then all the Arch stuff. Here's the only issue I had with the Feinbaum Arch is going to be the best college quarterback since Tebow thing.
Yeah.
Is there's been better college quarterbacks.
There's been better college quarterbacks
since Tebow.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that. Now, I don't know what.
That's disrespectful to Cam Newton.
I don't know what, because I saw the thing on Twitter. I don't know what Paul Feinbaum has against Cam Newton, but he don't like Cam.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he don't like Cam. I was like, damn, okay. Paul.
Yeah.
I was like, ew.
Because, like, if you're talking about one, because it's reasonable to think that Arch Manning plays 1 year and goes to the NFL.
Yes.
Like, if he lives up to the hype even close to it, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft next year if he comes out. Now, there's obviously the who knows part of it because he's a Manning and doesn't have to, whatever.
Right,
but, like, reasonable to think that if he plays up to the expectations,
that he's going to leave.
He's the number one pick and he leaves.
Right.
So you're now talking about a one-year college career, right? Like, the Tebow argument is the career that he compiled, which is incredible.
Yes,
and maybe won't be top.
Yes, it was.
But if you're just going 1 year,
like,
there's been 1 year better than that since then with Newton and Burrow.
Yes.
And there's other guys you could throw
Burrow's
in the conversation.
Burrow's too. Burrow, because.
But if I'm just saying the one year that he had.
Oh, it was unbelievable. But, yeah, but I think, you know, and I don't know why he felt to say that.
I guess I do, because here we are talking about it a couple weeks later.
I was like, damn, Paul.
I know.
But, yeah, he got something against Cam. Like, Cam didn't come on the show or something.
Huh.
But I was like, damn, he's a headache. Ask Paul, what did he say? Ask Urban Meyer and all this stuff. Like, I'm like, damn, Paul.
Huh.
Like, you know he get. Like,
no offense, but Urban Meyer's maybe not the greatest.
You know what I'm saying? As much
you
as
know what I mean?
And especially as much as you dog him, how you going to use him in your argument?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. You dog Urban Meyer, but yeah, you're going to try to put him in your argument against another man.
When,
like,
your example is, trust me, he's a bad guy. Ask Urban Meyer.
Yes. Like,
I think you've maybe lost your
argument. Do you know who Urban Meyer is? All right.
Yeah,
but I think that the biggest thing with the Big 12 is, like, Deion, had a son, and had Travis.
Yep.
He had a lot of other good players.
There's other really nice.
A lot of other good players. You're going to get to see a lot of those other good players this year. I love how he brought both quarterbacks because he's like, I don't know who's going to start.
I know.
I love that.
Very, very fun.
Very, very.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about, like, about just Deion's existence in college football that's so wonderful is it feels like we're kind of out of the era of the college football coach as a main character a little bit. Like, there's not the, you know, you don't have the Spurriers
right.
and some of these guys that were such institutions forever. There's still some pretty good ones, but like Deion's filling a void that was left with some of these other guys.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm not, Saban wasn't the most interesting quote, but his presence was really big. And so he's not there anymore. Obviously, Kirby's an incredible coach, but he doesn't say a ton, so it's not really like that. It's really wonderful to have characters like that.
I want
to
eat. You want to eat? I eat off the floor. Like, okay. Kirby, we eat off the floor.
I don't want to. I just give me a plate.
I don't mind eating off the floor.
I don't want to eat off the floor. You got a plate over there?
Yeah, I got
a table.
Yeah, man. But yeah, eat off the floor, Andy. Eat off the floor.
You got multiple layers.
How hungry are you?
Not that hungry.
How hungry are you?
Not right now. They bring it to us on a plate. It's so nice at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Heart and right from the heart.org, the AMA. Wrap the show up every single day, including here live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us today again. Today starts a long streak of us being out and about, including on Sunday. We haven't done a weekend show in quite a while.
Yes.
I was only remember when former boss had us here like every Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
That was crazy.
And it would be fun.
It was fine. We would have fun.
But yeah.
It was just one of those things where it's like, hang on, what? You want us? Why?
Why?
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, well, I guess we'll do it.
At least they made us go to, like, at least we were always at Twin Peaks, though.
Yeah, we were at an awesome place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Twin Peaks every
Saturday.
Goofing
off for 3 hours on a Saturday. It wasn't so bad. But anyway, we'll be at Murph's on Sunday from 1 to 4, and then Murph's on Monday and Tuesday, regular time. Tuesday and Thursday at the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media Days, and then Friday, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. The week after that, Falcons training camp starts.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get to some AMA questions. We'll start with Tababi in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right. One, hope you guys keep all your digits and don't get blown up, because Randy's the most on the internet, not on the internet person, because Forex is very, very obscure. But I have a question.
Oh, Forex.
We need to talk, or I just feel, which is a more loaded question coming from a woman? And the second question is, whenever you have somebody that you know you don't really want to do a favor for, but they call you for a favor, what's the worst excuse you've ever given that was a blatant lie, but you just straight up just wanted to get out of whatever they were asking?
Oh, man. All right, so the first part he said, what?
What's worse, I just feel like, or okay, we need to talk?
Oh, we need to talk.
We need to talk is worse because it's before.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Sometimes it can be in a text, or sometimes it's, hey, we need to sit down and talk.
It's like, yes.
Because then you're kind of stuck wondering, like, well, about what?
The hell did I do?
Like, what is this conversation?
It's been a long time since I've had a we need to talk.
We had a we need to talk last night.
Really?
Yeah. It's
that's been a long.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's
we're not getting divorced. I feel like we haven't been on the same page.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, okay.
We're
yeah,
not on the same page.
All right, thank you.
If we hadn't gotten on the same page, I wouldn't be talking about it on
okay,
the radio.
Okay, all right, brother.
No,
okay.
But I don't like we need to talk, because we need to talk, there's too much time between when it's said and when it happens. Because
they usually take – they'll try maybe in the morning.
Exactly.
And you're sitting around all day till you get on work.
It's in the back of your head. I just feel like it's right before she says the thing that she's about to say.
But what do you –
And then
you,
just like, all right.
Okay,
well,
I just feel like –
What do you feel
you
like?
You know what? I've never, ever, ever addressed my woman with that phrase, I just feel like. I don't think I've ever said to my woman, we need to talk. Let me think. I think it was an occasion, because she likes curry. I don't like curry. And I just told her, I was like,
Chef?
Like curry, like cooked food.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not big curry. She loves curry. I don't like curry.
Thought you and me were
going
to
have to talk. Yeah, I would have to
talk.
Yeah,
baby. Like Steph Curry.
We need to talk about the curry. All right. Just make a smaller portion for yourself. I'll get what I want.
That seems like a pretty reasonable.
It's a reasonable thing.
No, no stress.
Yeah,
we need to talk.
Yeah, like we need to talk. No, it's been a while since that one.
I probably preface a lot of the things that I say.
Really,
I just feel like, yeah, it's probably in there.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that.
I'm pretty, pretty delicate with when I with those conversations.
you're like a sweet flower in the meadow.
I'm like a concert pianist, you know. You gotta lead your way into it. I'm not like a bull in a china shop when it comes into those kind of conversations.
You're delicate.
They don't happen a lot, but when they do happen, it's like, all right, I gotta make sure I get out of here with the win.
Yes.
But she feels like she got the win.
Right.
You know? Gotta manage the
I understand.
Manage the scale.
I completely understand.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I'm catching my breath. I was taking some melons in the house. Hey, real quick, the Braves have just lost their soul, man. That's all. They just lost their soul. And the thing is, with all the social media and all this other stuff, you get to wondering. We hear certain names, and that gets into the psyche of the player a little bit. But I am tired today from having to watch the Braves out in Oakland play Vida Blue, Reggie Jackson, and Ricky Henderson. I thought these guys were 18 games under 500.
Exactly.
And one more thing. When you're out of town taking that break and you get them vacation friends and they tell you to stop by, they really don't want you to stop by. They just want to come party in Atlanta with the big dogs. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
Where'd their soul go, I wonder?
Where's what go?
The Falcons, or the Braves' soul.
I don't know.
He said they lost it.
It ain't. They lost something.
How do you get your soul back?
You got to
soul search.
Confess, or?
I don't know.
I like your answer better. Soul search.
You got soul search. You lost your soul. You got to go search for it. I don't know where it went.
I don't know.
Did it leave town?
Dude, something happened. Last week, our conversation. They're broken.
Yeah.
They're broken.
Got to fix it.
Yeah. They're broken. I don't know. I don't know what else to say other than that, man. They're broken. They're a broken team.
Yeah. All right. Shay's in Noonan. Hey, Shay.
Yeah, I got a question. With the Falcons training camp coming up in a couple of weeks,
And if Kirk Cousins is still on the team, will there be a QB competition?
No.
There's no quarterback competition. I mean, they've said Penix is the starter, and
yes.
Penix will be the starter. I mean, it'll be what's the word for what it'll be? It'll be
normal.
Normal?
Yeah, you got a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback.
Okay, like they'll probably handle it normally.
Yeah.
It'll be weird to see Kirk Cousins out there as the backup quarterback.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they've all wrapped their minds around it.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
Right.
Penix is with the ones, Cousins is over there with
right.
the twos. But like we'll be out there watching it and it's like, oh, there, look at there's Penix.
I would be more shocked if he's with the twos. I think they want to move Kirk.
Just keep him over
just
there.
Just keep him over there.
In bubble wrap.
Yep. Don't let that happen to him in training camp or yeah. anything.
And that'll be a story.
Yes.
That'll be a story
yes.
if Kirk Cousins is doing nothing in training camp.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, he might be doing, like, individuals and one-on-one, stuff like that. But, like, when they're doing team and all that stuff, I don't know why I would be shocked if Kirk Cousins was not the backup.
Well, on the Netflix series, wasn't he not running the second team? He was running scout team?
Yes.
Oh, in the final weeks
of the
season?
They don't have scout teams during training camp.
Okay.
So
Right, true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, this is why I would have tried to move him by now. And
yep.
I'm sure they have tried and there wasn't a fit and all that kind of stuff. But, like, this is just not the kind of story you want
right.
around your team
right.
when you have your future quarterback and it seems like you're going to be pretty good. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, wow, the trauma for, like, we have to talk is just – that really hit me hard with that one.
Yeah.
I got a question. When it happens, why do it early? We need to talk. Why can't we just talk right then and there?
You just wait until we're going to be in the same place to talk. Don't tell me we need to talk
yes.
hours before
yes.
so I have to suffer through the day.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. This is why when I talk to him, I'm like, you guys are crazy. And this is – it's part of my question because, like, women are, I don't know, they're not crazy. I love women.
We make them crazy.
Certainly not our wives.
We make them crazy.
They're not crazy.
Yes.
No, of course not. But no, I love them forever. But like when they're like, yeah, we need to talk. There's this thing. And I'm like, nah, be for real. Like, so this is part of my question. So yesterday I got dragged. I work at a restaurant. I'm the only male. Everybody's women. So I got a job because I wasn't being rizzy, but I was like talking to this girl and I checked her out and she paid with an Android. She tapped with an Android and they're like, why didn't you get her number? And I was like, well, it was an Android, you know, like, I don't know. it wasn't really a well thought out thing. Like, I didn't think about it like that. I was just like, the first thing that came to my mind, I was like, I don't know, save an Android. So who cares? I don't know. I'm not going to talk to her. And so they're like, that's like your statute, like, not statute of limitation, but that's where you're at. Like, that's your barrier. I was like, oh, yeah. So what's the, like, most pettiest thing for you that you wouldn't talk to a girl about?
Oh, jeez. Wouldn't have been that.
Yeah, she had an Android.
When I met my wife, she didn't even have a smartphone. We were the only two people in the graduate program that didn't have smartphones.
Well,
that's part of how we bonded.
That's part of how y'all bonded right there.
Yeah, we were running an event for the graduate school to go to some outlet malls.
Right.
Everyone was like a big outing for the thing. And it was like, if anybody doesn't have a smartphone, because you could download the app and get coupons.
Right.
I was like, if you don't have it, I'm going to walk over to the information desk and see about a book of coupons.
Uh-huh.
And so she walked over there with me.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
And we've been frugal together ever
since.
Oh,
man. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of
there's a lot of things.
I'm probably
but I'm not probably I'm not going to say
here's
it.
Here's what I will say, though. Like, when I was single and out there, I wasn't like I wasn't picky.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's
I wasn't
about
picky.
The pickiness. I just think like
an Android was not going to stop me.
Yeah, I would probably have said that, but like I like it to look clean.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I like a I'm more of a girl's girl liker.
Okay.
Yeah, I like dainty.
Sure.
And, you know, dread. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you one.
What do you like, Abe?
I'll tell you one that's kind of a no go. And here's the thing.
Oh,
I want to be careful. I want you guys to understand what I'm saying
Abe,
here.
Abe.
Here Abe goes again, looking for nose. Abe.
You can have a cat.
Oh.
It can't be the first picture.
Abe.
Your cat dog can't be the first Abe, picture of the profile.
Abe, your dog is your screensaver.
Not my first. Yeah, but my
Abe,
you and your dog, Randy. Abe, you and your dog do.
Randy,
Abe,
she's like picture partner costumes
but,
for Halloween.
Abe, your dog but is Chipper, your screensaver dog.
But Randy, she's not picture one on the dating apps. She's picture four. You have to scroll.
Okay.
All right. You got me there.
Everyone's allowed to have their own standards.
It's not going great. Maybe she should be picture one.
Hey, but just
if a cat.
What
is
happened, old girl?
It ended. It ended.
She so broke up with you.
I mean, yeah. It's not. I don't know. If break up's the right word.
Yeah, there was two dates.
Yeah,
we were
supposed to go on a third. The schedules didn't work out for a while.
I wouldn't
and then when
say
I tried
broke
to,
up. Two yeah. dates. You're not dating.
So
she told me there wasn't enough of a romantic connection to continue.
And what did you say, Abe?
I told her I get it.
No, you don't.
What am I supposed to
What's
fight
he supposed
for her?
To say?
Yeah,
no.
Fight for Abe.
No.
After two dates, we're not.
Hey, man, we're talking about Abe here, right? Abe, you should have been like, baby, what did I do wrong?
I could already tell. Like when Abe talked about the second date, and they're like, we're having a hard time scheduling the third. I was like, if there's a third, you're not having a hard time scheduling it. It's pretty easy to be Dude. Like, hey, Tuesday's free. You know what I mean? And I'm
well,
not.
The first
there's no comment
wasn't.
On you.
Yeah, the first week just was.
Are you a random texter? Like,
yeah.
Did you text her? Like, hey, how you doing lately?
When? Like, since?
Yeah.
Not since,
oh,
no.
Okay. All right.
Randy, it was two dates. I'm not going to bother her the rest of her
yeah,
life.
Man, we're not doing Romeo and Juliet speeches after two dates.
Like, no.
We're not boys to men begging for people to come back after two dates.
But but since I'm back on the apps, I'm still swiping.
Back on the market.
Back on the apps.
To.
Watch out, ladies.
But I am the cat in the profile picture's got to go.
Yeah, I mean, I will be honest. Like, if I
you can have a cat.
I never was. I never was a never was a dating app. I've been with Ashley kind of.
We didn't have those
longer than
right.
they existed. Like, we've been together since before that really got popular.
Yeah.
I would have agreed with you. Like, somebody had a cat as their first picture on whatever it is, Tinder.
I would think it's weird too.
Swipe whatever.
I would think.
Swipe no.
I'm more likely to like consider the profile swipe right if you have a kid in the first picture than if you have a cat.
Do people have their kids on the thing?
Depends how important their kids are to their date.
I mean, they should always be important to you. But I'm just saying, like I've never had an issue with dating a woman with kids. I never had
one.
Right. Because by the time I was out there dating, I had a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care if you have. The only thing is that there's certain elements to dating a woman with a child. It's just it. You know, that you're going to not say compete, but she's always has another priority to you.
Sure.
And so if you don't want to be number two to her kid, don't be with her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
One good thing you knew about a lady with kids, though.
Oh, it was good.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Because cooking. A lot of motherly instinct.
Yeah, cooking.
You don't have to wonder whether or not.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, good cooking.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day. I don't know. Did I do two? I'll do another one.
Good. Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
Good kick cooking in that warm rag, Andy. That warm rag, brother.
Woo! Nice sheets.
In the warm rag, man. A clutch. Andy's very delicate. And sometimes Jack sounds like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy's just trying to get over that pole.
Yep.
Doesn't need any terms for it.
Joe Patrick is going out to Falcons camp with a stiff brim. And Mike Penix is headed into Falcons camp with raw tools.
Yeah, he really is.
Biker shorts make Dion sick. And like Bo said, for Joe Patrick, it's stiffer than it's been in the past.
Bluetooth.com.
Oh, man.
Promo code Andy. All right, we'll talk to you Sunday.
We'll see y'all Sunday, man. O'clock. Y'all be safe.
Have a great weekend.
Fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.